Homicide numbers in Philadelphia continue to trend in the right direction and are in line to be the lowest they've been in decades, WHYY's Tom McDonald reports.
District Attorney Larry Krasner said the number of killings in Philadelphia more than a month into the new year are lower than they've been in nearly 20 years.
As of February the 10th at midnight, there were 22 homicides this year so far. That is 22 homicides over 41 days. It's the lowest number of homicides through the 10th of February in at least the last 19 years.
The DA admits the weather could be playing a part.
It's been cold. When it's cold, that generally does keep homicides down. Well, the last really cold year that I can remember in the last 19 was 2018. We're at 22. That was 27.
Krasner also said the low number of killings is an optimistic sign social service programs are working to curb homicides in the city. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
Our news partner 6ABC reports a Philadelphia Highway Patrol officer was shot on Tuesday night by a suspect who allegedly fled a traffic stop. The officer has since been released from Temple University Hospital, but officials are crediting his bulletproof vest with protecting him from a more serious injury. Philadelphia Mayor Sherelle Parker is asking Eagles fans and others to conduct themselves appropriately when they attend the team's Super Bowl victory parade on Friday.
The world will be watching us as we pay homage to our Philadelphia Eagles, and I don't apologize for appealing in the humblest way to all of those who will participate by saying, let's honor our Eagles appropriately and do things decently and in order.
Meanwhile, Philadelphia Police Commissioner Kevin Bethel says there will be about 2,000 police officers on the streets during the parade and into the evening to keep Valentine's Day diners safe. Today, there are lane restrictions near the Art Museum from the Oval to 20th Street for parades set up from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Cross streets will remain open to traffic. And coming up on Friday, Philly schools will be closed along with courts to make room for the parade and of course, give people an opportunity to attend. In sports, the Raptors beat the 76ers Tuesday, 106-103. The Sixers are on the road. They take on the Nets tonight, and the NHL regular season schedule is on hiatus for the Four Nations Face-Off Tournament that's going on right now. Our forecast, overcast in Philly. Flurries or snow showers possible later. A high of 35. Some rain and sleet tapers into light rain tonight with an overnight low of 34 right now at